Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The left fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting third. The third baseman, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bud Schilling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Saul Roggoven. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Saul Roggoven. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lapon moves to third. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lapon scores. Kell moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Kell moves to third. Krahoski moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is called out on strikes. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Schilley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zarrilla. The throw from Ginsburg and he is safe. Zarrilla steals second. Bud Schilley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheely for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty bunts towards the mound. Roggoven fields it and throws to first for the out. Ginsburg moves to second. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roggoven spins and fires to second, with Karis Quell covering, and Ginsburg is picked off. Two outs. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Coleman. Hutchinson reaches second base with a double. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lepon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hutchinson scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Kell reaches second base with a double. Lepon goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Roggoven covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Saul Roggoven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roggoven takes first base on ball 4. Carrasquel moves to second. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Carrasquel moves to third. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso strikes out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 0 in the game. Pretty hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hutchinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lapon hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheely hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Saul Roggoven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roggoven is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Roggoven hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krahoski hits a line drive towards first. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullen hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Fox reaches second base with a double. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Evers. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stewart scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Gene Bearden now pitching. Bob Dillinger pinch hits for Ray Coleman. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger strikes out. One out. Don Lenhart pinch hits for Al Zarrilla. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoso scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Phil Massey pinch hits for Bud Scheele. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Manny Minoso now playing right field. Phil Massey now catching. Bob Dillinger now playing third base. Jim Busby now playing center field. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Saul Roggoven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roggoven is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Roggoven hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Fox reaches second base with a double. Roggoven moves to third. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards second. Pretty scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lepon hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Kell reaches second base with a double. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to third. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roggoven has Kell trapped off third. He fires to home, Ankel is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-3 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards center. Busby fields it and throws to second to catch Mullen for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Saul Roggoven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roggoven is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roggoven hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon misplays the ball. That's an error on LePon. Carrasquel moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout strikes out. One out. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. LePon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pretty moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Dick Grahosky. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway now playing first base. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-2 in the game. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty misplays the ball. That's an error on Pretty. Robinson moves to third. Busby moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Robinson scores. Busby moves to third. Massey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raghavan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-5 in the game, with two doubles. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stewart scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby, who is chasing the ball. Pretty reaches third base with a triple. Bud Sushok pinch hits for Dizzy Trout. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Sushok reaches second base with a double. Pretty scores. It's White Sox, 5, Tigers, 5. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. LePon bunts for an out with unknown description. Sushok moves to third. 1 out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sushok scores. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.